And as we march towards the WA election, there's a minor party that's just finished fielding candidates for its WA seats, Pauline Hanson's One Nation. And if the polls are to be believed, they're going to get a decent voter turnout in the Pilbara. So who is going to be running for this seat? Last week, we believed it was going to be a nurse by the name of Andrea Randall. But yesterday, David Archibald, a geologist who'd previously been named as a Kalgoorlie candidate, said no, he will be contesting the Pilbara. He joins us this morning. David Archibald, good morning.
Morning, Justin.
Can you just clarify for us, because we've been trying to get in touch with the WA One Nation boss, Colin Tinknell, but we've been unable to get a response from him. You're definitely running for the Pilbara in the election. This isn't a gone rogue moment again for One Nation?
No. I'm running for the Pilbara.
And when did that change happen? Because you were initially going to run for Kalgoorlie, and why?
The reason I'm running for Pilbara is that Brendan Grylls has decided to start a tax, proposed a tax, which will destroy 30% of the jobs in the electorate. It's an absolutely idiotic thing to do.
So you wanted to run for the Pilbara because you were felt strongly about the Nationals' position on increasing that iron ore fee for miners?
Yes. Yeah. Anybody who increases taxes on mining has to be gotten rid of in the first instance.
Okay. Now, David Archibald, you're not from the Pilbara. You haven't lived in the Pilbara for an extended period of time. So people might be asking, well, how can you understand our communities, our lives, and how can you represent us in state parliament?
Well, I've had a role in the development of the iron ore industry in the Pilbara back in the mid-90s. You may notice that Brendan Grylls actually wasn't a resident of the Pilbara before he decided to stand for the Pilbara either. So there is a tradition in the electorate, actually, that you need someone possibly come in from outside to do a better job than the incumbent.
And so I guess, can you describe to me, what do you see as the things that people in the Pilbara want from their representative in state parliament that aren't being delivered? What would your key priorities be as a representative for this region?
Well, the key priority is jobs, and it's not taxes. I think Brendan Grylls has got it completely arse about. We've got to preserve jobs and not introduce new taxes.
Well, Brendan Grylls says that the rationale for increasing the iron ore fee that's imposed on the biggest miners, Rio and BHP, is that they haven't been updated since the 60s, and that this is actually bringing into real terms a price that they were meant to pay in those state agreements. And he says that they clearly can afford it because the iron ore price is doing quite well and they're still very profitable in their iron ore mines, and he wants to put that money back into infrastructure that he says will boost employment in the region. So that's his rationale for that. Why do you disagree?
Well, for starters, it would double the tax on iron ore from what it is at the moment, and it'd be the world's highest tax on iron ore. And it would suppress employment, and people would not invest in new iron ore mines, and it would be breaking an existing agreement, state agreements. And when you do that, you introduce enormous sovereign risk so that other people won't come and invest. There's so many good reasons why you wouldn't do what Brendan Grylls has set out to do. And he is well aware that it would cost 3,000 jobs in his own electorate. That money that tax is supposed to raise would not be spent in the Pilbara. It would be spent way down south, as it always has been, down in Perth and the Swan Coastal Plain.
David Archibald, you're running for the anti-immigration party One Nation. It's also a party that has historically disregarded Aboriginal voices and perspectives. Are you going to be taking a fresh approach in your campaign in a bid to try and capture some of those Aboriginal community votes in this electorate?
Well, I'm actually part Aboriginal myself, Joseph.
And so then how do you feel about, I guess, some of those statements that have been made by Pauline Hanson in recent weeks that there's no definition of the Aboriginal Australian identity?
I'm not aware of those. I don't know whether you're making something up or not, Joseph, actually.
These were very well-documented statements that were made by Pauline Hanson a few weeks ago. She said there's no such thing as a definition of Aboriginality, and they attracted significant criticism from some members of the Aboriginal community who said there are definitions. There's a federal government page that defines it, and that to a community that's within living memory been subjected to discriminatory and racist policies, that was quite hurtful. So that was sort of how that played out. I just wonder, how do you feel about the leader of your party putting forward those views in recent weeks?
Well, still, Joseph, I haven't heard that stuff. I don't know whether you're making that up or not. You certainly aren't presenting a balanced view of what the effect of Brendan Grylls' tax is going to be. Until I see that in writing from a reputable source, I wouldn't take your word for it.
So if the ABC is not a reputable source, and this was reported also by other Australian media, what do you regard as a reputable source if you don't believe anything that's written or covered by journalists?
Well, the ABC is a big promoter of global warming, which we all know is a great nonsense. So why would you carry on with that?
When you say that global warming is a great nonsense, I guess you're talking about the theory from the scientific community around the world that their planet is warming and that human-created emissions are a factor in that. You say that that's nonsense. I mean, people might say, well, we have publicly funded scientists and we publicly fund them so they're free from conflicts of interest, and they've gone through the scientific process and they've arrived at these findings. And that's, you know, the one side of the argument. And then we have people who disagree with that. David Archibald, you're someone who's been employed by the oil and gas industry, which has a commercial interest in stopping, in seeing its operations continue to flourish. So when people look at those two different points of view and where they come from, can you see why people might find it difficult to understand where you're coming from, apart from a commercial perspective on this issue?
Well, Joseph, in your own words, it's only a theory that actually hasn't been brought out by observation. There's no evidence that the world is warming due to carbon dioxide, absolutely none, from the 30 or 40 years of observations we've had.
But there is evidence, and scientists have published papers on it, and as a scientific community arrived at a consensus. I mean, there's no beyond any incontrovertible proof that if we take off in a plane, it will stay in the air. But we trust those theories. We get on planes because the scientific community has arrived at that observation, and they've gone through a transparent and observable logical system of thought. And therefore, as a society, we accept their findings, don't we?
No, because scientists are wrong from time to time, including things like whether cholesterol is good or bad, or whether margarine is better than butter, and all that sort of thing. Years later, they decide that the opposite is true. And the same case with global warming. And you are promoting a unproven theory which is going to cost this country hundreds of billions of dollars and suppress economic activity. That's the danger of what the ABC's warming position is, based on an unproven theory. And in terms of scientific evidence, I've published a number of books and papers which your readers can find on the internet, showing that the opposite is true, that we're not warming, that we're very likely to be cooling due to lower solar activity in the next 20 years.
David Archibald, you're heading into the Pilbara this weekend. Where are you going to be going and why?
Well, we're going to Newman first up, then Port Hedland tomorrow night, and we're going to establish our operation in the north, in Pilbara.
David Archibald, good luck with the campaign. As we say to all candidates, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Joseph. Bye-bye.
That is David Archibald. He's the One Nation candidate for the Pilbara, and he's heading up to launch his campaign in the region. What do you think of some of his views and his ideas for the region? 1300 510 222 if you want to join the conversation, or you can text on 0448 922 604. Just as point of reference, those comments from Pauline Hanson were reported by the ABC, by the Australian newspaper, by Channel 7, by Channel 9, and by Fairfax Media, as well as news.com.au.